Hello. You're listening to the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU, KYCY, 1550 AM on the dial. This is John Hammond, your host for the next 45 minutes, and we're broadcasting to you today from Emeryville, California. And I just came back from New York City, and it's nice to be back in the Bay Area. We're real close to the Bay here by Pixar Studios, and I have some nice things I'm going to break out for you on the show today. We're going to get right into some live music here on a broadcast that we previously did in May of 1999 for a broadcast on an FM station in Santa Cruz, California, KUSP. And a friend of mine there has a show that specializes in Hammond organ music, and he brought us out to play at a place called the Kumbwa Jazz Center in Santa Cruz. And we did a live trio broadcast from there with Barry Finnerty on guitar, my old friend James Preston on the drums, who is the longtime drummer for the Sons of Chamblin. And we go way, way back. And myself on the Choice Hammond B3 that belonged to Pete Falico. It's one of his collection of about 10 or 12 different Hammond B3 organs that he's got, and this one's got a nice bottom end to it. So we're going to get right into a little blues here for you that was a tribute to the late great Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery. It's aptly entitled James and Wes on the Hammond Cast Show on KYOU, KYCY. Streaming around the world on the internet at www.kyouradio.com. Let's go to Santa Cruz, California, May 14th, 1999. And a special thanks to the house engineer, Julie Ricks. That's R-I-X. She did a nice job of mixing us for the live broadcast. Yeah, that's the sound of a old Hammond B3 from 1959. Thank you.
Thank you.
HammondCast.com. Keep those emails coming, folks. I'd like to play one now called I Remember You. And, of course, that's dedicated to KYOU, where you got it right now. If you're listening on the radio, that's 1550 on the AM dial. And on the internet at KUradio.com. KYOURadio.com, home of the Oakland A's baseball and open source programming. Thanks for tuning in today, folks, to John Hammond's Afternoon Slide, or whatever time it is, wherever you've got it tuned in, as we're streaming all over the world from Emeryville, California today. You, baby. Joe Gallardo on the trombone here. Tenor saxophone. Yeah, Lutz. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. I remember you. And remember, folks, drive carefully out there because we want to be talking to you and not about you. John Hammond told you so. And my mama done told me so, too. That's blues in the night. That's what she sang at the beginning of the tune. My mama done told me. And John Hammond done told you to buckle up out there and drive cool, everybody. Just kick back and enjoy the ride. Thanks again for tuning in to the Hammondcast Show. John Hammond, your host here. That's John with no H in the John. Yeah. Just sliding you down the road with us. I recorded this in Hamburg, Germany at NDR Radio in Studio One, or Studio Eins, as they call it there. Yeah. Lutz Buchner on the tenor saxophone. Getting down for you on the AM side of the dial at 1550. Texas. That's my old friend Joe Gallardo. He just moved to a little village near Stuttgart, Germany. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. We're going to take it to the Fillmore now in San Francisco. It only
took
me...
Welcome to the Fillmore.
35 years to get this gig.
It's Friday night. Is anybody happy about that? Got some special guests here tonight. I'd like to do a little quick introduction. Right to my left, we have John Hammond. Barry Finnerty. James Preston. And they're otherwise known as John Hammond and the late Rent Session Men. Give them a warm welcome.
How are you doing, everybody?
Good evening, San Francisco. Yeah. The house that Bill Graham built, Fillmore. Yeah, we're real happy to be here and see it. It's such a nice house. Thanks for the Sons of Champlin, James Preston, and Bob Barsotti and everybody here having us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hamilton.
That was
and think about what they
June
would play
4th
if
of 1999 at the Fillmore.
I'm not sure.
Breaking out some unbelievable stuff with the archives on the Hammond Cash Show, KYOU.
I see you play the piano. No, man, not the
Jazz
piano.
Jazz Bo Collins is Joe Cool.
It's
Steve
a bunch
Allen.
Of elephant tusks laced together.
On the Hammond Cash Show.
I doubt it. It makes a groovier sound, but while you're playing, you got to keep an eye on the trunk every inch of the way, man. Because it can reach right out and grab you by the clavement, you know.
Oh. How did you happen to form your sextet, Mr. Cool?
Well, I took these young cats and I welded them into a real fine group, you know. I welded them into a boss outfit.
You see yourself then as a band leader?
No, as a welder.
I see. What are your hobbies, Sonny?
Well, man, I dig sports cars. In fact, I'm now driving a crazy set of wheels. Really, too much. It's got full pipes, 6 carburetors, twin gaskets, and it does a groovy 125 in a second. And now I'm saving up some bread to get some extra equipment for it, something I've always wanted.
And what's that?
A steering wheel. What's the matter, man?
I think I need a little drink to, as we say, to wet my whistle.
Yeah, well, what's that shiny little thing you took out of your pocket that you're drinking out of, man?
Oh, that's a hip flask.
It don't look so hip to me.
Yes, never mind. Listen now, you mentioned you're a flautist. Not familiar with that word. What does a flautist play?
He plays the flout, man. You putting me on?
Well, yes, I put you on here about 2 minutes ago, and we've both been on since then.
Crazy. What are you on?
I'm on the air.
Oh, groovy. I'll have to try that. Some sort of Zen or yogi scene, I suppose, huh?
I'm afraid, sir, that I don't follow you.
I'd be afraid if you did, man.
Well, tell me, where are you playing in town? At what club?
Well, last week, we played at the Banana Boat, and now we're at a place called something else.
And what else is it called?
What else is what called?
The place you're playing.
I just told you, it's something else.
Never mind. Songs, Mr. Cool? What songs are you recording at present?
Well, I just did an album called Sunny with Strings.
Oh, you use violins?
No, man. Strings, you know, like twine, thread, skinny rope.
I see.
Yeah, you can get groovy sounds out of them little things if you pluck them just right, you dig?
Mm-hmm.
But I recorded some nice old tunes, some mood things.
I see. Such as?
Such as Stokely Carmichael's Stardust.
I see. Now, Mr. Cool, you have a lot of young fans who, if you don't mind my saying so, wear strange clothes and seem to live by their own rules. What do you think of boys with hair longer than their girlfriends?
With hair longer than their girlfriends what?
I don't know. I must say, I'm not the regular man here, you understand. I'm just filling it.
I dig.
Yes. I must say that I don't seem to be doing a very good job of uncovering the real inner Sonny Cool. I wonder what makes you tick.
Oh, I don't know, man. Unless it's this cheap wristwatch I'm wearing. But don't worry, Pops. After all, we just met.
Well, not really. Oddly enough, you see, you literally bumped into me at the airport here in town about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, excuse me, man. Sorry I took so long to apologize.
Well, it's nothing. Now, Mr. Cool, you're also a composer of music. Just how do you write your songs?
Oh, brilliantly, man. Brilliantly.
That's not quite what I... Well, never mind. One last question. What would you advise young people who want to follow in your footsteps?
Well, if they find anything I drop, I hope they'll bring it to me before the fuzz finds it. But seriously, I think young cats who want to make the scene should form a group and get a good name for themselves.
How do you mean, get a good name?
Well, you know, like the Electric Prunes, the Chocolate Watch Band, the Jefferson Airplane, the Only Alternative and His Other Possibilities. In fact, I invented a name machine that can make up names all by itself.
Name machine? How does it work?
Well, it's got two sections, man. One section is full of adjectives like chocolate, electric, yellow, velvet, sideways, and so forth. Then the other section is full of nouns. Like watch band, applesauce, sweatshirt, hockey puck, you dig?
I think so, yes.
Now, you just take a word from column A and a word from column B, and you automatically got the name of a new group. Now, look here. Let's shake up the box. That's it. Now, we got the Chocolate Catcher's Mitt.
Oh, yes.
The Electric Bird Seed.
I see. Let me shake that thing up there. I've got the velvet garbage can.
And the peanut butter brassiere.
Oh, yes, it fell into place all by itself. It's not our fault. Let's see here. Oh, look at that, the oatmeal typewriter.
And here's the molasses draft card.
Yes, let's see what these two words. The Presbyterian sunflower.
And the psychedelic postage stamp.
Yes, the chocolate dress shield. This is remarkable how this stands.
Allen interviewing Sonny Cool.
Yeah, you're only going to hear that on this show, the Hammond Cast Show. Going back in the archives there, my main man, Al Jazzbo Collins, as Sonny Cool, being interviewed by Steve Allen. Yeah. All right, going to play a tune here. Have You Met Miss Jones? Thank you. That's about it for me, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in here at 1550 AM. I'd like to thank all the folks at KYOU KYCY for carrying the Hammond Cast show, otherwise known as John Hammond's Afternoon Slide. And that's what I'm going to do right now, slide out of here. But before I do, I want to say one last thing, and that is, bye-bye now.